Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Ethan Banks. It's November 30th, 2017, and here's what's happening. I had a briefing with Cisco Systems via Networking Field Day 16, a techfieldday.com event on September 14th of this year. Cisco Tetration came out of the gate as a deep analytics and insights platform and is rapidly iterating on a variety of use cases. And in this briefing, Cisco discussed how Tetration can be used for network security. One of those use cases is in micro-segmentation, and Cisco described the problem of whitelisting flows between applications, making the point that it's very difficult to know what the network flow dependency tree looks like between apps, and so for a human to get the whitelist right, it's nearly impossible, and this is where Tetration steps in. Tetration builds a profile of every single endpoint on the network, feeds the profiles through a machine learning algorithm, and then groups endpoints together based on the granularity the customer desires. With the groups built, Tetration determines what ports should be opened between which groups. Cisco says that Tetration is going to get this right because it sees every single packet on the wire collected via endpoint agents and hardware sensors and metadata gathered from network devices. Even short-lived microflows are going to be analyzed, increasing the odds that the whitelist created by Tetration is going to work correctly. Now, some customers have variant seasonal traffic patterns, and Tetration comes with an enormous amount of storage to be sure to capture flow patterns over several months, and that helps to ensure that the whitelist generated is valid no matter what the season, although naturally it would take a quarter or so to gather the data needed before deploying. Tetration policies can be deployed in a monitor-only mode so that IT teams can observe what traffic would be dropped before placing the policy into production. And particularly risk-averse customers have the option to be notified by Tetration when flows are denied by the whitelist, allowing them to add the denied flow to the permit side of the list. Customers can also write their own policies leveraging tag metadata or maybe subnets to be merged in with Tetration's machine learning generated policies. That's a pretty nice feature that gives Tetration hints about coming infrastructure changes. Now, if you're thinking this through and you're imagining a complex set of five-tuple rules that has to be maintained by hand once Tetration has done its magic, Cisco stresses that Tetration is constantly refactoring the nitty-gritty rule sets as IT infrastructure changes. Customers just manage intent-based policies that express in a higher-level language about what should be allowed to talk to what. So there's no fussy rules management expected of ops teams, which is just as well, since Tetration scales to a billion policy rules per Tetration cluster, according to Cisco. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to manage that by hand. Some of you will have security platforms other than Tetration, and Cisco mentioned that policies generated by Tetration are exportable, citing AWS, ACI, and even a nebulous other vendors as possible targets to import Tetration's rule set. Cisco also pointed out that Tetration works without caveat across several different workload platforms, including Azure and Google Cloud Platform and AWS, alongside, of course, ACI and the data center. The point being here that with the Tetration endpoint agent, any workload can be secured no matter where it is. With the press of a button, Cisco demonstrated global policy deployment, and upon accepting the new host firewall rules will be inserted and any existing rules will be deleted on the relevant host warning, a policy was deployed to impact endpoints. At the very tail end of the briefing, Cisco dropped the SaaS bomb, mentioning that Cisco Tetration Analytics as a Service was coming soon, currently in testing with some selected customers. For more information, I strongly recommend searching for NFD16 and Tetration on YouTube and watching the video on the Cisco Tetration Analytics Security Model. It is a lively, interactive session between Cisco and the Networking Field Day 16 delegation that includes several probing questions as well as a live demo. And poor Tim Garner, Cisco's excellent presenter. The poor guy barely had time to advance his slides in between all the questions, but he answered everything fired at him with aplomb. That was Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.